I feel good. You know, I got to get a little treatment rest of the day today. So it's kind of that time of year where you have different things, and like all players. And so, make some progress today, and hopefully get a little better tomorrow.
Gary mentioned that you have a sore foot. Is it something that's been ongoing or new?
You know, I mean, who's not sore during, what are we in, week? What week is this? Anybody?
Eight, nine, ten.
Yeah, you got to get your facts straight, man. So, yeah, I mean, you have natural soreness. So, get some treatment on it, and hopefully get a little better tomorrow.
Is it concerning at all, or how concerned are you about that?
You got some action on this game, or what's the?
I don't think
we're allowed to answer questions like that, are we? That's kind of what the NFL tells us: be careful answering questions like that. There might be some hidden agendas behind the question. So, everybody, trying to get better, trying to get healthy.
Pete, was that as physical a game as you've seen in a while? And your thoughts on Andrew Luck? What wound up happening to him?
I don't have a whole lot of thoughts on that. I don't know all the details. Certainly. So I can't necessarily say that. I mean, I think every game we played, we've had a number of physical games. We didn't have quite as many plays on offense. I think probably a more physical game would be one of those games where you have, 70, 80 plays. Like, we only had 52 on offense. And so, but, just try to play better, try to execute better next time.
What sticks out in your mind from the Chiefs game last time?
We got behind, we got down early. I guess we weren't quite as consistent. We were really good late in the first half with a couple of touchdowns, and then obviously really good on that last drive in order to tie the game. So, that can be tough to win a game, especially on the road, but we were able to, and our defense obviously created a lot of turnovers to keep us in it. So, we're looking to be a little more consistent, playing more consistent football, all four quarters of the game. Same as last week, we were good in the second half, not quite as good in the first half. It did some things that kept us from, having a chance to have some drives during the first half, just couldn't quite sustain them. So, things that we definitely can fix.
And when you have as good a record as this team does, do you start concerning yourself about playoff seeding, or do you not even let that enter your mind?
I do not. I mean, there's plenty on our plate right now. We're trying to win every game. That's what your goal is. That's your job is to try to win every game that you play. So we're disappointed about Sunday, but we have to move on, have to learn from it. Hopefully it can make us better. That's what we're trying to do this week, is to, correct some of those mistakes and try to be better the next time.
I guess my simple question is, how much do you look at the standings, or do you wait until to December to even concern yourself?
Well, like I said, it's not something that we discuss. Coach Kubiak doesn't discuss it. I mean, like I said, if you win every single game that you play, a lot of those things take care of themselves. But we know how important this division game is, playing a team that's much different. And we played them, the first time, played them on a short week, coming 2 days of preparation. They're coming off a bye week, coming off a couple of good wins. And, second time around you play these division teams, it's always different. So we're trying to win every single game that we play. It's always been the goal from the very beginning.
Peyton, have you talked to Demaryius at all? It's kind of a personal thing here, but his mom, do you think, emotional week for him this week?
Yeah, I can't speak for him. I know he certainly can speak more to that. But, I've had discussions with DT about that, going back to when that was announced earlier. It was in the summer, I believe. And so, Demaryius, like a lot of guys, he's a great teammate, he's a great friend to all of us. And so I can't speak for it, but I have to imagine that it would be.
Peyton, the 30 for 30 that Chattanooga Strong was pretty powerful, beautifully done. Why do you think that did strike such a chord with you?
Like I said, I've been my wife's family's from Chattanooga, and we've had we spend a decent amount of time there in the summer in Chattanooga, and we were kind of in town around that time when that occurred. So I think, kind of like when things like that happen, kind of like Katrina, when you're from New Orleans, when it happens to a place that you know a lot of people in that town, and you have a connection to that town, it strikes more of a chord, and I think. And then I guess just the fact that when you play in the NFL, there's a natural connection to the military, and I've always had a great appreciation for that, even more so after that USO tour that I took a couple of years ago, really. Changed everybody that's ever been on one of those, and so that's why we tried to do something to try to help, and that's kind of probably where that came from.
What does it tell you that fund has now raised more than $1 million?
Yeah, well, it tells you a lot of people, especially that cared about these families. I mean, it's just obviously, it's like Mrs. Wells, who stated in the video that, I'm sure when your child goes off to Iraq or Afghanistan, you certainly know, the risk there, but to happen here on American soil, it's just hard to quite comprehend that. So a lot of people wanted to help these families, and says a lot about, a lot of caring people out there that wanted to help these families, and I think it will for a long time.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts when you wake up and you see snow? You a snow guy?
Yeah, I guess I'm a snow guy. Wasn't born a snow guy. didn't see it much in New Orleans growing up, and I guess you see it occasionally in Knoxville, and then but Indianapolis certainly had its share, and here, yeah, you got to be on your toes every single morning. Am I a snow guy? It'd be hard to call me that, but I can adjust.
All right, thanks,
Okay, thank you guys.